Yeah, the Woodstock song, Brad and John, KISM, 816. And we're going to have our keyword here in just a second. Our teacher spelling the keyword for you is Rich. We call him Woodstock Rich. Rich has been in this studio a few times in the past as we have, I think it was like the 40th anniversary, maybe the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Now, we played those acid announcements, Rich, going into the song. Do you remember when you were at Woodstock? Do you remember hearing any of those acid announcements on the PA?
I do.
Yeah. And do you remember paying attention to them?
No.
No. You know, I laugh when I saw that it was that we were contacting you to be our speller today, and the thought of you being a teacher. I thought, you know, maybe some kid along the way is like, you don't know what you're talking about, old man. And you're like, I was at Woodstock, kid. You know, set them in their place a little bit.
Do kids?
Actually, I got kicked out of high school, so I kind of knew where the kids were having problems stood.
So you got kicked out of high school, yet went on at some point to get a teaching certificate.
That is correct.
Did you ever, and if I understand right and remember right, Rich, you also ran with the Bulls in Pamplona?
I did.
Have you ever used that as an analogy, like life coming at you for the kids? It's like a bull coming at you down the cobblestones?
No, but I tried to, because I spent 2 years traveling when I first left home at 17, and I tried to kind of show them there's a world beyond. I taught up in Ketchikan, Alaska, which is like a little island. And I tried to show them there's a world beyond Ketchikan, and they can go see and do whatever they want to do.
That's probably the best lesson you taught them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're how aware they are of Woodstock, but I would bet they would love the stories about running with the Bulls.
I showed slides and everything, so yeah.
Yeah, how old were you how old were you when you did that?
19.
Mm. Is it
and
like
a little bit? Go ahead. A little bit drunk.
Yeah, a little bit drunk. Was it like it is now? Was it that way back then, where it's is packed out now? It just seems so congested in that area for the run. And in fact, I think they had televised it for a number of years in the 10, 15 years ago. Was it a little lower key back then?
Oh no. Well, the issue that was going on then is that Franco was the leader, and that's a Basque regent. And so a lot of the people I met were like Basque rebels, and they were blowing up buildings and things like that. So it was crazy. And Franco sent his civil guards up there to make sure no one did anything disruptive, and they all had machine guns, and it was crazy.
So when they start the bull run with it's like a cannon or something, or something nowadays. But back then, when there was all that unrest, who knew what that sound was for?
Was that starting something or stopping something?
Yeah.
Well, right. I didn't even know I was running with the Bulls. I was in, to be honest, we were drunk for a lot of days with you guys that I met. And I'm in that pathway, and that shot came off, and I didn't know. And they said, Corio, run.
Start running. So you started running.
And I tried to get out, but they have these barricades up.
Yeah,
and the guards will push you back in, because once you decide to be a man, you're a man.
There's no backing out of your
There's
man.
No backing out.
Yeah, I've seen video of those guards like beating people who kind of slap the bulls or even try to get out. They keep them in there. All right. Well, middle school teacher and.
Middle school hallway might be just as dangerous.
Now you're retired. You're retired from it all.
I am indeed.
Very good. Well, enjoy.
Still feel good about your spelling?
I hope so.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do with this one here. We'll play our little recorded thing here. Brad will announce the word. Rich will spell it for you. Then you'll go to KISM.com and try to win $1,000.
Time for a chance to win a grand in your hand.
The 8 a.m. keyword for KISM is coin. The word is coin.
Coin. Okay. Help us out with this one, Rich. How are we spelling that?
C-O-I-N.
One more time.
C-O-I-N.
Coin.
That's coin. So what, were there any, were the streets of Pamplona littered with coins and beer bottles and things?
Tomatoes.
When you're running, yeah, what was it? What were they, what was all over the streets?
It was wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
Drinking everywhere.
Yeah, so probably a lot of bottles.
Was there nudity?
No, but it was 7 days of just total debauchery.
Yeah. That still goes on today, so. All right, Rich.
I'm sure.
Well, Woodstock and Pamplona, those are
and junior high school.
Great stories.
He lived through a lot of stuff.
Middle school teaching, yeah, you have. They keep surviving there, Rich. Thanks for listening.
All right, you guys take care. Have a great weekend coming up.
You too. All right. So if you're a teacher and you want to help us out tomorrow, we could use another speller, retired or active. Get a hold of us at 360-733-5476. You can text or call or email bradandjohn@kism.com.
Get to KISM.com and enter in the keyword for your chance to win $1,000. Get a grand in your hand from 92.9 KISM.